This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in Auckland today. Both leaders will review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship, which has seen significant progress in the last 2 years, especially in the areas of trade and commerce and defence. Prime Minister Modi will also interact with prominent business and sports personalities. In a reflection of the strong people-to-people ties that exist between the two countries, Mr. Modi will address a large gathering of the Indian diaspora today. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Auckland yesterday on the third and final leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his successful visits to Australia and Indonesia. In a special gesture, New Zealand Prime Minister personally received Mr. Modi at the airport. Members of the Indian community were also turned out in large numbers to accord him a warm welcome. Prime Minister Modi praised the Indian diaspora in New Zealand for preserving India's rich cultural heritage across generations and continents. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi also lauded the cultural performances presented during the community reception, saying that they reflected India's rich diversity and civilizational heritage. As India prepares to commission the indigenous stealth frigate Prahendragiri into the Indian Navy, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has reaffirmed that India remains the primary guarantor of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Addressing a naval personnel during the Barakana in Vishakhapatnam yesterday, he said, "The Indian Navy is playing a vital role in safeguarding the nation's maritime interests amid an increasingly complex global security environment." The defence minister said that the growing geopolitical competition and the increasing presence of extra-regional powers have made maritime vigilance more important than ever. He said the Indian Navy is securing India's maritime borders, protecting vital sea lanes and safeguarding the country's interests across the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Omani counterpart Badr bin Ahmad Al Busaidi in Muscat yesterday and held discussions on various facets of the cooperation between the two countries. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the talks focused on trade, investments, connectivity, maritime technology, defence and cyber and AI domains. The two leaders also held a comprehensive exchange of views on developments in the Gulf and efforts to ensure peace and stability in the region. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that the discussions reflected the trust and strength of strategic partnership between India and Oman. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan yesterday reviewed preparations for the upcoming monsoon session in the Parliament House complex. The session of the Parliament will commence on 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of August. In a social media post, Mr. Meghwal said a comprehensive review of the legislative business scheduled for the upcoming session was conducted and necessary guidelines were issued. Indian Railways has approved 206 crore rupees for coverage deployment on 680 route kilometres of Northern Railway to enhance safety and operational efficiency. The project aimed at expanding the indigenous safety system across high-density and strategically important routes. The Railway Ministry said the provision of coverage version 4.0 will be implemented on the Rewari-Delhi and Shakarbasti-Bhatinda sections of the Delhi Division. The system has been designed to significantly enhance railway safety by preventing signal passed at danger incidents and train collisions. The first batch of pilgrims undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra entered China yesterday through Lipu Lake Pass in Pithoragarh district of Uttarakhand. After completing all necessary immigration and border formalities, officials of the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, handed over the group to the Chinese authorities stationed at the border. In the FIFA World Cup, Spain has booked its place in the semi-finals, defeating Belgium 2-1 in the second quarter-final at Los Angeles Stadium in Inglewood, United States last night. The two sides were locked 1-1 at half-time. Midfielder Fabian Ruiz gave Spain the lead in the 30th minute. Belgium fought back, equalising in the 40th minute through a fine header by Charles de Ketelaere. Mikel Merino scored Spain's winning goal in the 88th minute after a mistake by Belgian goalkeeper Sen Lammens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.